Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I think this is the biggest game of Brock Purdy's career. I don't even know if he's going to play in it.
That's a stretch,
but... It's not, because here's what I mean.
The Super Bowl wasn't big?
No, I mean on a personal level. And again, like, if I offered you a Super Bowl ring or $60 million a year, what would you take?
Probably the millions.
There you go.
If I had never made more than $1 million in a year.
What I mean by this is not in terms of the biggest game of his career, in terms of career resume and accomplishments. It I think, very well could be the biggest game in his career in terms of public perception. And this is not fair, but that's the way life works. This is the way life works in professional sports. We're going to spend a lot of time on this show today, the next 4 hours, I would bet, talking about two individuals, Brock Purdy and Jonathan Kuminga. There'll be others, but we're going to focus in a lot on those two guys. Is that fair? Does that make sense? It's just kind of the way we as fans operate. And Brock Purdy, again, I don't even know if he's playing in this game, but if he plays in this game, you got to think about what's being asked of Brock and why this game represents all the things. You are injured. You are up against the wall. You are desperate. You're on the road. It's cold. It's going to be damp. And you're going against a winning team, a conference foe, and a traditional rival. Those are the places where you grab people and you get them on your side. And by the way, even if you do play, you're hurt. Those are the places where you get people on your side. And we are moving very, very quickly toward the end of this season. This game literally holds within it the Niners either being likely to make the playoffs or unlikely to make the playoffs. That is true based on this game alone. And so for that reason, I think the way Brock Purdy plays, if he plays, is going to shape the narrative around him as we head toward the end of the season and contract talks.
Yeah, the narrative is one thing and the reality is a completely separate one. And I don't think that this game shapes anything for the organization about what they think about Brock Purdy. It seems like the owner already has come out and said that, yeah, he's getting as much money as we need to pay him to keep him. And the coach actually came on this week, not on our show, but in his teleconference and said he thinks Brock's playing as well as last year. So the narrative is very much a fan thing and a sports talk radio thing. If he plays okay and they lose at Green Bay, I don't think the team is thinking at all about, well, that's it. You know, we're 5-6 and I don't think we can move forward with Brock Purdy anymore. I'd be stunned if they changed their tune over the course of one game, especially when you look at the problems with this team, and Kyle Shanahan's talked about it. It's not Brock. It's injuries. Wow. It's a lot of other things that have gone against him. It's been penalties. It's been not closing out games. It's been injuries and the rest of it. I don't think that any of this, in their eyes, falls on Brock Purdy.
The words that Shanahan said yesterday that you twice referenced right there.
Yeah.
Greg Cosell, NFL Films, came on our show yesterday and said this about what Shanahan said.
First of all, I'd be truly, truly surprised if Kyle truly meant that. He's giving a press conference.
Right.
So he knows. He knows. Believe me, he knows. I'll give you an example. On their first third quarter possession, okay, he threw to McCaffrey for 6 yards on 3rd and 15. It was just outside the red zone, so they ended up kicking a field goal. So that was a great example of Purdy just not seeing the game with the same innate, refined, nuanced feel of timing and anticipation that we've come to expect. He had 2 throws there. He had a seam route to Samuel, and he had Jennings on the high-low with McCaffrey that he would have made last season without even thinking. So instead, he threw a check down to McCaffrey for 6 yards, and he threw it too quick. It was a clean pocket. He just got rid of it quick. And then they kick a field goal instead of perhaps getting a touchdown. There was another case. And see, some of these occur when there's completions. So you don't think of them as, oh, maybe he didn't see it the right way. Because some of them are completions. But there were too many dropbacks in this game in which, to me, and I've been watching the Niners, you know, for years and years and years, as you guys know, in which I do not believe, and again, you know, I'm not talking to Kyle, obviously, but where I believe he just did not process the route concept versus the coverage in the way that he needed to and with the necessary clarity.
Okay, Greg Cosell, NFL Films, you can take it or leave it, but his take is what Kyle said yesterday in front of a microphone is a bunch of bunk.
Right, and I agree with Greg in that assessment, having watched those plays a bunch of times from the All-22, but I also don't think that Kyle sees that and says, oh, man, all of a sudden he can't see it now, he's blind. I think that it could be a number of other factors, like you talked about, the shoulder, which may or may not be a real injury. It might just be sore and hurt, and we don't know, but today's news about him leaving the throwing portion of practice early, that's not a good sign.
Nope.
That doesn't trend toward I'm feeling better. That trends toward, ow, this really hurts. And I don't think that you can look at this team with the offensive line being okay. And I was looking at the PFF numbers yesterday. They're number 15 in pass blocking.
Okay.
They're number 1 in run blocking.
Interesting.
The offensive line.
Really?
Yeah, according to PFF numbers.
That's wild.
And, you know, they've actually done great on the year as a run blocking unit. But the big issue for me has been the interior three in pass protection, and the pocket caves in and Brock runs away. And so all these things, I think, are interrelated. Brock's shoulder, the O-line, the wide receivers not getting open, the injuries. So I think when you look at it from the global view, 30,000 feet, I think you still see a quarterback who's really good.
Okay.
And you don't change your tune. I don't think you change course at all.
Hold on.
In what you're going to do.
Of course he's good.
I know, but I don't think that it changes your approach about the offseason.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know, because we don't know what's about to happen next.
True.
Like, I'm not making the case that it's all about Green Bay. I'm simply saying that it's all about the story that's unfolding, and Green Bay's the next one. And it's the linchpin. It's the launch point.
It's a big one.
You're either moving toward the playoffs, or you're next to dead. Like, you're on life support if you lose this game. Your playoff chances.
Totally. Depending on what happens around you.
I mean, I guess.
Yeah.
But
Arizona loses. And
if Arizona loses, then Seattle wins.
Right. So, but you'd rather have Arizona lose. That way you can control your own destiny against Arizona.
Sure, but I mean, you're heading for Buffalo on Sunday Night Football in basically a must-win situation with the Bills coming off of a bye at home in late November. Like, good luck. Good luck. You know what I mean? So I just, to me, that's what I'm getting at. This game has a chance to save the season. And if you go out there and you don't play well, like, and I mean really don't play well, you better believe there's going to be a new conversation that starts to unfold about Brock Purdy. And I don't think, you know, like Guru asked earlier, will the Niners be cutthroat here? Oh, my God, yes. And so If this goes awry the next few games, I'm not saying there's a new conversation about whether or not Brock's good. I think we've reached a point contractually with quarterbacks in the NFL where you got to start asking tougher questions than, is he good? Dak is good. Dak is good. Trevor Lawrence at times has looked good. And now people are making fun of those teams for the contracts that they went out and offered. You have to be more than good. If we're going to do $50 or $60 million, you've got to be in cement. You're our guy. We believe in you for a long time, like six more years. And you're not just good with our current scenario. We're projecting forward what this organization is going to look like for 6 years, and you have to be the one to navigate us through all of that.
Sure.
Those are big questions.
Yes, but I don't think that they have those questions. I really believe that they are in cement. I think that they know that he's a guy who sees it, and he can make all the throws, and he's smart, and he can make plays with his legs. For me, they've never given any indication that that is not something that they are in cement about. And then it comes down to what Matt Barrows said to the guys, Steine and Goo, and what he wrote in his mailbag about the market is the market. And if you do think that he's that guy, and I think that they believe that, then the market will bear what you pay him, and that's just the way that goes.
Well, I mean, he's not wrong about that. Kyle Shanahan on TK's pod in the offseason said as much, not so much about Brock, but all players, where he sort of looks... He looks at the going rate, and it no different than walking into a Target. This is what it costs. Do you want to go get an area?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
A rug, go to that aisle. They're all about $99. That's what it costs. Do you want to do it more expensive? Great, go to Pottery Barn. Do you want to do it for less? I don't even better go to something.com and see if you can find it for less. That's the price. You want this or not? And that is the way he looks at it. At the same time, like there to me, there's a larger question of not so much just the price, But you really do have to make a decision. And this is what Breer was talking about earlier that I referenced. You have to make a decision with regard to not is Brock Purdy who we want to play with right now, but is Brock Purdy good enough to navigate like what you're seeing this year basically happening all the time? Are you the glue that when all of this starts falling apart, and some of it will be on purpose, when we start releasing players with big contracts, are you the guy to still keep us good? Because the Niners, I know that that's what they have designs on. They have designs on being good every single year.
Right, but no team has a guy able to keep their team good when everything falls apart around it. And, you know, you can talk about Patrick Mahomes, and yes, he has had a running back who was gone, and they traded the top wide receiver, and they still won the Super Bowl, and Rashee Rice is out for the year and all the rest of it, but they still have a very good offensive line, and they have enough guys around them. They have a Hall of Fame tight end, so it's not like Kansas City has the cupboard completely stripped bare. Any team that does that, you're not going to have a quarterback who's able to win and do well.
No, but
that doesn't exist.
But they rebooted. I mean, Patrick Mahomes is still doing well. Not only did they get rid of Tyreek Hill, you're watching this year, they lost their whole receiving core. And they've rebooted in different ways. Trade for DeAndre Hopkins. Bring back Juju Smith-Schuster. Do whatever. But they also philosophically kind of went a different way. And they started building it around defense a little bit. Maybe the Niners will do that. I don't know what the philosophy will be when there is, say, no Debo, no Christian, no George, no Trent. I don't know what the philosophy will be, but they have to feel like they can build a philosophy around Brock and win. And if they don't, then I think this is actually a question.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.